A lot of people, Patty, I think, assume that RVing is a more affordable way to travel and see the country, but I'm going to disagree that it may not be as affordable as you think. And I thought we would discuss it in this episode of Travels with Delaney,
the podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back. My name's Patrick.
And I'm Patty.
And if you're new here, we are so glad you joined us. Patty and I have been RVing now for almost 19 years. We've owned 11 different RVs.
A lot.
And we just absolutely love the lifestyle.
We do.
We are not full-time RVers. We are weekend warriors during most of the year. And then in the summer, we get to travel a little bit more because we're both teachers.
Teachers, yes.
So, and now we are going to be joined, I think, here on the couch by Truman, one of our two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
Maybe he's trying to decide.
Maybe he's trying to decide if he wants to come up or not. So there you go. All right. Well, before we get this week's topic going.
Yes.
We have to do another round of this or that.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
All right, Patty. So we are going to be headed back to Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Woo-hoo. So if you have to choose where we go for dinner, and I only give you these two choices.
Oh, no. Okay.
What would you have?
Okay.
As in choice.
Okay.
Do you want to go to Steakhouse 71 for their famous stack burger?
Yum, yum, yum.
Or do you want to head over to Chef Art Smith's for his famous fried chicken? I know.
You're cruel.
Hey, it's better than the one I did last time where it was like the least worst item. At least these are two good things.
I love them both.
I know you do.
But there's something that's going to put one over the top just a little bit.
Dang it. I knew that was going to happen.
Art Smith.
And not because of the fried chicken.
Not because of fried chicken. Because of a drink that I love called the Orange Crush?
The Florida Crush.
Florida Crush. It's so good.
So Art Smith is your final answer.
I'm going with Art Smith.
All right. I didn't even take in when I made this one up. I totally forgot that that would be the determining factor. I was thinking cheeseburger versus the fried chicken. So the Florida Crush is probably the only cocktail I know other than like a mango margarita that you will order at a restaurant.
And I think it could be kind of dangerous.
It could because it drinks a lot like just plain old orange juice.
Yeah, and you don't realize there's alcohol in it.
Yeah, it's what they do there is what makes that drink so
good.
They use fresh squeezed orange juice.
They actually
squeeze it in-house. They use Tito's vodka, agave syrup, and then they muddle fresh strawberry into it. I don't know if I miss anything. But
I think they put a slice of orange on the top.
Yeah.
And for decoration. It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's so cold and refreshing. And it's just a fun drink.
I guess what I should have done is not the restaurant, but said, do you want to go get? Well, you still probably would have said the chicken only because then you knew you could get the beverage. But I have to tell you, that stack burger
is so good. See, you'd like it there. Because you get a good old-fashioned.
They did have a very good old-fashioned. So, anyway.
So, yeah.
Maybe we'll just end up eating it both on this
next
time.
Can I just get the burger and the crush?
Well, there you go. It'd be like a progressive dinner.
That's
we could go have beverages at Art Smith's and then head over to the Contemporary for the burger.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, I was just curious. I thought I'd prime you for the upcoming trip.
So good. Yum, yum.
All right. Well, this week, what we want to talk about, Patty, is the total cost of RV ownership.
Okay.
Because I have had people before say to me, you RV because it's cheaper than staying at hotels.
No.
I don't think it is.
No, it's not if you do the math.
No. And so what a lot of people don't realize when they start looking at buying an RV for the first time, I don't think they really understand the complete cost.
No, they
don't. They see the sticker on the RV, you know, whether it's a $30,000 RV or a $100,000 RV, you know, they think, that's the price of RVing.
Yep.
That's only a portion.
That's just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it may be the larger portion.
Right, right.
But there is so much more.
There's other things you got to think about.
Yeah. And the first one starts at the dealership.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the cost of finance.
Right.
I tried to Google what percentage of current RV owners
finance.
That finance. I could not find a statistic, but we know it's a high amount.
It's got to be.
Yeah, because otherwise, you know, like financing is a big money maker for these dealerships.
Absolutely.
A lot of dealerships now will say, if you want to pay cash or you want to bring your own financing, then the price of the RV is going up. Mm-hmm. That's because they're making money when you finance through them. Mm-hmm. But right now, interest rates, and we're recording this just as a perspective in case somebody goes back and listens to old episodes
of March
of 2024.
Yeah.
And what I'm still hearing from friends that are looking at buying new RVs is they are getting quoted anywhere from 8 to 10%.
Yep.
Which, if you look at that from when we bought in June of 2020 our Lance, I think we were financed at like 5.5%. So when you add on 8 to 10% in interest, yes, that drives that payment up. Mm-hmm. So even if you're looking at it like, oh, I can afford this RV because our monthly payment's you know, $600, well, you might get more RV at 5% than you're going to get at 8 or 9%. And so, or your payment goes from 600, maybe jumps up to 700 plus. And so that's something you need to consider. Now, I know there'll be people listening saying, you should never finance an RV. You should pay for cash.
Well, you can't. Not everybody can do that.
Well, and there's a lot of things in life you shouldn't do, but we all end up doing to survive or to live life. So I think it's easy to be judgmental of people on the whole financing thing. The truth is, I wished I could have found the exact percentage, but we know it's high. Okay, enough on financing.
Got it.
What's another cost?
Well, I think it right away is insurance. When I pull that thing off the lot, when we drive off the lot with our new rig, we got to have insurance.
Oh, do we have to?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you do. I think by law you're supposed to. So.
I think you're supposed to, but I don't know if everybody does. But
yeah, and I think that's something that people kind of just forget that like, oh yeah, we're going to have to buy insurance.
Well, and especially if you're getting something brand new versus something used, your insurance is going to be more.
Maybe more, yeah. I think we insure ours through State Farm, which is who we insure everything through, our house, our cars. And I think our insurance has been running around $450 a year, which I've heard is a pretty good rate. I'm still not fully understanding exactly what's covered.
Right.
I've tried to ask questions before. Yeah. You know, I want to know if our RV, you know, if a tree out back falls on our RV, it tells us, are they paying off? Or is it just going to pay off our RV? Or if we don't owe any money, like currently we don't owe any money, will it buy us a new RV? Yeah. Or will they just look and say, well, it was a 2023 and currently it's only worth $35,000. Well, you ain't going to buy a new one for $35,000.
No, you're not.
So I don't know. And I do think that's a whole nother story. We could probably, one of these days, if we can, we're going to get Chandra, our State Farm agent, on this podcast to kind of explain coverages, at least State Farm coverages.
Right, because we often wonder, that's another issue we're going to talk about, but since we store our RV here at the cabin, if one of the trees, because we're in a wooded area, falls on it, does it go under the house?
Homeowners,
insurance?
Right. Those are questions. So,
or is it all RV? Or
maybe we can get Chandra, and not only can we help everyone listening understand insurance, maybe we can even understand our own insurance. Yeah. But, so anyway, that is a cost. License plates.
Oh my gosh, yes. License plate. In Indiana, we get hit hard. I mean, it's like giving away your firstborn child when you go get license plates.
It's crazy.
It's terrible.
And so depending on what state you're currently in, you know, we hear people who live in states to where it's just a flat fee.
We're like, are you
and sometimes
kidding
it's
me?
A one time. Yeah. Like you buy a plate for $50 and you never have to buy another plate until you buy
year. July for us is a big month of plates.
So the way Indiana does license plates is they treat it like personal property, and there is excise tax on your license plate. And so we have to get a new plate every year, a renewal every year. The good news is as a vehicle or a trailer gets older, its value comes down.
Yes.
So hopefully the price of the plate comes down. But it's all based upon value. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I looked up for this podcast what our current registration is that we're going to owe in July on our RV.
Okay.
$825
this year. Oh my gosh. How much is the car that we have a little Crosstrek?
The Crosstrek this year, I think,
was 300?
Around 300, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And I think the truck, when I looked at the truck,
Chevy.
What did I tell you? Five or 600?
So the RV is the most.
The RV is our most expensive place.
It's the newest thing.
It's the newest and it's the highest
value of all of them. Yep.
Yep. I have a whole story about license plates, yes, I can tell, but I don't want to waste everybody's time. The state of Indiana had two Alliance.
Yes.
Here's the short version. Two Alliance models mixed up in their system.
Up. So basically, they were overcharging the one that was smaller
and
undercharging the one that was bigger.
It yeah, and apparently nobody up until I you. Went in June of last mm-hmm. year had questioned it. And I just kept saying, there is no way. There is no way this plate could be this expensive. And they're like, yes, it is. Does your RV have three slides or two slides? And I said, no, it doesn't. And I'm like,
they couldn't get it. It took a while, didn't it?
And so they ask a few more questions. I finally pulled up the Alliance website. I'm like, look, read this. And they were like, uh-oh. We got
it's
a problem.
Wrong. Yeah.
And it was a statewide problem. It wasn't just at our local branch.
So it makes you wonder how many individuals.
Well, that's what I said. I go, how many people who had bought a 22 ML have been overcharged?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'll tell you who I'm really sad for is that was going, they were going to get that fixed in the system. Can you imagine owning that bigger, more expensive Alliance? And maybe you had been paying the lower rate.
And then you got.
And now all of a sudden you're going to get this massive bill. But all right.
Well, and then we keep saying, just so people understand, July is our month. Is this all hits us because Indiana, you renew based on your last name.
Your last name. They do the alpha. They spread out the renewals throughout
so
the
you
year.
Don't,
that way the state gets a little bit of income each month.
Yeah. They get paid every
I'm
month.
I'm sure it spreads the workload out too for the
yeah, so,
for the BMV.
So M is BMV. July.
Is
yeah.
it BMV or DMV? I don't know.
B, Bureau.
Bureau Motor Vehicles. Mm-hmm. Okay.
B.
All right. So just right there, we had to buy the RV.
Yep.
We may have finance charges. We have to have insurance.
License
and
plate.
And we have to have license plates.
And then you got to have fuel.
Yeah.
Be able to pull the thing.
I think that's.
Or driving.
So, you know, I did see this. I saw a statistic that said in 2024, the average RVer will take trips within 120 miles of their house.
Okay.
Now, that means there's going to be some people like us
sure.
who go further.
Right.
And there'll be others who go shorter. But I was thinking about that. I was thinking, 120 miles, that's a weekend trip
yeah.
for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 240 miles round trip. If your vehicle can get 10 miles a gallon, because I want to
keep,
and we don't.
No.
But let's say somebody towing can get 10 miles a gallon.
That's
you're
amazing.
Looking at 24 gallons.
Yes.
Times, well, let's just keep it simple.
You do $3
your mental
math.
Yeah. $3 a gallon.
That's being cheap.
Which right now we can't even get $3.
Probably closer to $4.
But what is that? 24 times 3 is $72.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're going to have $72 just to get to your campsite and
just
back.
To, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if you take a longer trip,
yep.
like let's say you want to go to the beach and take a week at the beach.
Ours would be, what, 13, 14-hour ride?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably, say 900 miles.
Yep.
Let's do 1,000.
1,000.
Because I don't have a calculator. So 2,000 miles round trip.
Uh-huh.
We don't get 10, but for, say.
Let's say we do.
That's 200 gallons. So you're looking at probably $700 in fuel.
Just in fuel.
So if you think about, that's just the fuel to get to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next fee that comes up is
your camping fees.
Your camping fees.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, depending on where you camp, and again, the problem with all of these calculations is there'll be somebody listening who says, well, I camp on BLM.
You could.
And you can if you have that.
If
we
you
don't have
that,
that.
We don't have that access around here.
Right. Even our state parks around here now are pushing $40 a night.
They are.
And when you get into commercial parks, you're looking at easily 50, 60,
mm-hmm.
70 plus.
Right.
And if you want to go to, let's go back to the beach.
Yeah.
In the summer, I'm guessing we're paying close to $100 or more per night.
Yes, I think so.
And so you're looking at maybe another $700 easily
it's
for a week at the beach.
Cheap.
So you now have, just in fuel and campsites, you have $1,400.
And then you add on your plates and your insurance.
Right. And so, you know, when people say, oh, it's cheaper than a hotel,
no,
I'm
no.
guessing I can rent a. I'm guessing. I haven't
I don't
looked this
know.
Up. But let's say that would be $200 a night.
Right.
Just if now,
yeah.
I know you would still have some fuel to get to the beach. But,
right, right. Yeah.
So anyway,
that's like
just trying
wash.
To make a point that
yeah.
this isn't, even those weekend trips that we take
well,
that are
we,
short.
Yeah.
We can easily rack up with, like I think I figured roughly $70 in fuel.
Yeah.
Two nights at a state park might be another $80. So now you're up to $150, and we haven't even done anything other than drive there and sleep.
Right.
So it can rack up pretty quickly.
Right.
So another thing we didn't talk about, when you buy the RV.
Where are you going to store it?
Where are you going to store it?
We've had to think about that.
We're fortunate.
We are very fortunate here where we live. We are able to put it in a spot next to the cabin, right, behind the cabin, and it's
but a lot of homeowners associations do not allow.
Where we used to live in Auburn, you couldn't.
We could not, and we used to have to pay. Mm-hmm. So we rented a space every month.
Yep.
And you know, not only did we have the cost of the storage space, but it was kind of inconvenient. Like, you have to run out, get it, bring it home, load it.
You can only have it, at least at that location, our other house, only
like two days or something, 48 hours.
In your area.
And then we get home, we'd get it unloaded, and then we have to take it out to the storage unit.
Yeah, take it back. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're kind of fortunate now because we can keep it here. But I do know, we know a lot of people who end up paying storage fees for their RV. So that's another expense. And don't forget accessories.
Oh, you got to have your accessories.
Now, I love, here's the thing. There is a difference between needs and wants. And and we are going to do that podcast soon where we talk about that. But there are some definite needs.
Oh, you need a sewer hose.
You do need a sewer hose if you're going to use the bathroom.
You need to make sure you have a water hose.
So you can get the water in. You know, I mean, there's going to be some basic things. You're probably going to want some wheel chocks.
You might, so you don't roll off the cliff.
Exactly. You might need some, you know, I don't know, orange blocks to level with, depending on what kind of RV you bought.
Right.
So there's going to be certain accessories you're going to need. Now, I will say, some dealerships will give you a starter kit.
Yeah, and it's kind of junky.
It's pretty junky. Mm-hmm. We've gotten those starter kits before to where, honestly, unless you could park right beside of the water hookup, the hose they gave you was so short.
It won't even reach anything.
Or the sewer hose was so thin.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I was like, oh my gosh, a twig could actually puncture this.
Puncture this. It'd be bad.
And then you would have, well,
a mess.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. So just know, once you buy that RV, you're probably going to have to spend, I don't even think I should put a dollar amount.
No, you can't.
I would think, though, you're looking at a couple hundred minimum, because I think you would want a surge protector.
I think you need one. We learned the hard way on one trailer.
And you're probably, for a cheap surge protector, you're probably $120.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a good sewer hose, a good water hose. Mm-hmm. And so, just know that.
And then, you know, you're going to have maintenance. We found
You mean these RVs don't last forever?
Every trailer we had needed some kind of maintenance every now and then.
Yeah. So even if your RV comes with a warranty, if it's a brand new one, comes with a, you know, like,
don't
say,
be
a
fooled.
1 year. Number one, you will have the cost of getting that RV to a dealership.
Yep.
And trust me, we've done this before. We've had to run them back and forth to dealerships. You know, and they're, unless your dealership is right near you. Now, I'm not talking the extreme of when we bought in Texas.
That was a long way
But
to
when
go
we
for me.
Bought up in Coldwater at Halitz, which is now Bish's, what is it? That's probably 20 miles.
I think so.
Something like that, 15, 20 miles. How many times do we have to run that Jayco up there for warranty work? And so, you know, just that alone. But the thing is, there's a lot that honestly just is not covered under warranty.
Right.
And you're going to be responsible for, you know, whether it's replacing
light switches that don't work.
Well, that's another story. I was going to say, at some point in the life of that trailer, you're going to need new tires.
Oh, yeah.
Now, thankfully, a lot of the RV manufacturers today are putting good tires on. But do you remember the day when you would buy a trailer?
Oh, geez.
You knew the tires were just a
junk. You're going to replace them right away.
We would go out and replace them right away because we did not want to have a blowout going down the highway.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
But even if you get, like us, the Goodyear Endurances,
you still got to watch them.
At some point, if you're using it a lot, or after, I think they say about 3 to 5 years, the rubber just starts to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to replace them. So there's things like that. I mean, just small things like resealing. You know, buying Dicor. Dicor, I mean, it's not expensive, but
it's
like $10-$12 a tube. You know, so there's going to be there's going to be things that are going to break on that RV after your warranty's up.
Well, then just getting into a place to get it fixed can be a challenge.
Yep.
And we've been lucky to find our boy Myron.
Yeah. Again, we are fortunate. If anybody needs help with your RV in terms of maintenance, repairs, or maybe you want to do some upgrades, and Myron is not paying us for this
shout-out.
What's
his company name?
Landstar RV Services here in Northeast Indiana. You can find him on Facebook. Just search Landstar RV Services. And Myron works at a major RV manufacturer during the day. I guess it's no secret. He works for Grand Design on the line building RVs. But at nights and weekends, he runs his own mobile service. Or you can actually take it to him. He has his own shop where he'll take RVs. And he's reputable. He knows what he's doing. And when he doesn't know what he's doing,
he figures it out.
Yep. He has friends that work in the RV industry. And his rates are very affordable.
He remembers details.
It's crazy.
See how his memory is so good.
I will say something to him like, hey, Myron, we ought to sometime do this. And then several weeks later, he'll say like, oh, I brought that part that you talked about. I'm like, you remembered? And he's like, yeah, I remembered. You know? So,
like,
yeah.
Like, duh.
We're fortunate that we have Myron.
He's a blessing.
If, you know, let's say you can't get into a dealership and you need work and you can get to Angola, Indiana.
Yep.
You can spend the night out at Happy Acres
absolutely.
Campground or a few nights out there. Yep. And Myron will come to the campground.
He comes all the time.
Because he comes for us.
He does.
And we can schedule an appointment with Myron at Landstar RV. Uh-huh. So we're fortunate. We don't have to deal with dealerships.
No.
And Myron actually went ahead and became a, what do you want to call it? Like authorized for warranty work for Alliance.
Yeah.
Even though we're under warranty, he is able to do our warranty work.
Yep.
And he can pretty much do that for, I think, just about anybody. He just has, if he's not already approved, I'm guessing he's approved for Grand Design since he works there.
And he's just so detailed. I mean,
and he's just
down
a nice,
to the little...
he's just a nice guy.
Oh, he's just funny. He's cute.
Yeah, we like
he's a hard worker. So. Yeah.
Anyway, well, those are some of the costs. I don't know if we're missing any. There probably are some that we're just not even thinking about.
Yeah, probably not.
But it was just one of those things. Now, knowing all those costs, would you want to quit RVing anytime soon?
No, because I think there's other things that outweigh those costs for me.
I do too.
Like having my own bed, having my own sheets, having my puppies with me, having, you know, my clothes, access to all the things that I like there.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I totally agree. Like, Could we stay cheaper?
Yeah.
Could we stay cheaper in a hotel?
Probably.
You know, depending on what kind of hotel it is.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. At least in the RV, it's our filth and dirt.
It's my
versus,
dirt.
You know, I
my
used to
germs.
Run hotels, so yeah. I better just stop right
just
there.
Stop.
Yeah, just stop right there. Don't ruin hotels for everybody.
No. I'm sure you have stories.
Yeah. So you know, I would agree. I think it is an expensive hobby.
It is.
But I feel like we've created memories for a lifetime.
Well, and it's just, besides having your own stuff, the people you meet, you don't do that in a hotel. And that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But all the people and just having your, like us, we're pet people. These are our fur babies. Having them with us is always a good thing. I know some hotels you can, but not all. But yeah.
Yeah, that gets expensive though in hotels.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when they want as much for the hotel room
fees,
as the deposit fees. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
More than the dog.
More than the dog. All right. Well, I hope this, at least, if you're thinking about RVing, we're not trying to discourage you.
I hope it doesn't, because we enjoy it. We've done it so long.
But we do want people to go into this.
We want your eyes open.
Yeah. And knowing that there's going to be a little more expense than
just the price tag. Not everything is sugar-coated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a moment, Patty, and say thank you to our friend and producer.
Jim.
Mr. Jim Kuzman.
Hi, Jim.
Jim's the one that makes sure that all of this gets nice and tidy
awesome.
On the sound. He does a great job.
Yes.
And he works for free.
So, well, coffee, maple syrup.
Well, we have tried to supply him with some things,
The boy needs to get paid soon. So.
I know. If we don't get this podcast monetized soon,
mm-hmm.
Poor Jim. But anyway, Jim, we couldn't do it without you. And honestly, we couldn't do it without all of you who are listening right now.
We need you listening.
Absolutely. And so, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day
and
joining us. And we hope that you'll come back again next week. We do one of these each and every week.
We do.
All right, everyone. Well, until next time, we'll see you.
On down the road.
Bye.
Travels with Lainey. We'll see you on down the road.